I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
I do not like being here. Okay. This place seems so weird.
It does seem to contrast with your normal life, that is for sure. You hear steps, footsteps on the stairs. You'll recall you're upstairs in a wooden house, and there's stairs that lead down on the left side of the wall, and you hear footsteps coming up.
Hello?
And they seem to be coming a little faster than a casual pace, like someone is rushing.
I hide under the bed.
Okay. You say, hello, and then you move to hide under the bed.
Yeah.
Just as you're about half under the bed, you see that it is Sarah, your wife, who is coming up.
Oh.
She is dressed in street clothes. She is damp, as if it's raining outside.
I'll come back up. I thought you were someone else, sorry.
Dear?
I thought you were someone else.
Oh. I thought perhaps you had a bad dream again.
No.
No more stories about hunting undead and trapped in haunted houses and so on. Anyway, I was going to wake you. I know it's really early, but we have a problem. I have a problem. I need
that
your
help.
You remember my sister?
Yes.
Okay, you lie. It's fine. Well, she's here.
Oh, jeez.
Downstairs. And you remember I told you that she's supposed to be wed to my third cousin who lives in Hillcrest?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know you're lying. I never told you that. But it's true anyway. You really need to get more sleep.
It's not a sleep thing.
Anyway.
It is a sleep thing.
She's here. And the original individual who was supposed to come and get her and guide her to Hillcrest fell through.
Right.
And she posted an ad earlier today at the shingle spot. And now there are some adventuring types, friends to halflings, who are coming to the house shortly, within the next half hour or so.
Right.
And I would like you to talk to them and see, since you have such keen wit and good relations with humans and elves, and pick some of them to take her and perhaps even go with them yourself to make sure that she gets there safely.
I'll do that.
Oh, excellent. You should probably put your pants on.
I'll just get dressed and I'll grab all my gear.
Okay, it's all put away neatly. It takes you a few minutes to get it all back up again. It's all in the closet, it's little storage areas and stuff.
I grab it.
Okay. Roll percentile dice. Okay, so as you're going through the closet, you do notice that there is a about 3-inch long, it looks to be made of glass or crystal shaft that is laying in the closet on a on a piece of black velvet right next to your main dagger.
Oh, I'll pick it up and kind of like it.
She comes up next to you and she, mind you, you are dressed, so is she, but she comes up next to you. She kind of like stands up against you and puts her arm around there. She said, oh, I got that for you.
I kind of like whistle that. Like,
do you like it?
Yeah, that looks cool.
She says, let me show you. She holds her hand out. It's 3 inches long.
Oh, yeah.
She steps back and she goes, and as she does, you see it like little white speckles of energy form around it. And then it basically fades away and with a little crackling noise. And then you see a faint, like a spark of light that goes up in the air. And then for a second, you see a spark of light head around the side of her head. And you get the sense that it's flying around her head, but it's almost invisible.
Thanks.
She said, it's called an Ioun stone.
Okay.
I found it at an auction. She holds her hand out, and as she does so, it hits her hand, and then it immediately rolls down and becomes solid, laying in her hand. You try it.
Okay. I do. I will.
Okay, so you go. Then it goes, and it takes off around your head.
What the heck?
What an extra way. Such an extra way to aggravate.
This thing feels like a
new one.
And it goes up, and you feel like kind of like a chill that goes down your arms and legs as if it is affecting you some way magically. I bought it for you. And she gives you a big old kiss on the cheek. And then she says, my sister's waiting. Let's go. And she turns and hustles down the stairs.
I can need to grab that.
Okay, yeah, you had most of it by that time. All right.
I'll take the thingy out.
All right. right? You pick it up in time, not very long at all. In fact, probably by the time you get down the stairs, you will realize that the Ioun Stone is affecting your dexterity. And it is an Ioun Stone of +1 dexterity.
I don't care.
Kill him!
I don't care.
Give it to me! What's your dexterity?
I need a pencil. Pencils. I'm far too committed for that.
My dex is 16, so I'm getting a 17.
17 now.
For your back character?
Yes.
The one you just made?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just like...
AI the backstory?
AI it, but add in a few little things.
There wasn't enough room on the sheet, so I may have to add in a few more.
I'm going to use like AI for like a launch point.
Okay, so with your Ioun Stone up...
First
rise. Yep. Something else.
Let me see. Send it to me.
How many figures does she have?
Thanks. Her hands aren't in the picture.
Thankfully.
Right.
Okay, that's
17. Okay, so with the increase in dexterity, you will get
you won't see
plus 5 pickpockets, plus 10 open locks, plus 5 in silent, and plus 5 hiding
too. Yeah,
so those are all down here.
No, I just somebody else.
You
the Mona Lisa with a mustache.
Can I see?
Should have had them on. Yeah. They're right here. Okay, so here we go.
I tried to add the force with math, it's just going to make a lot.
That's right.
I think I'm just going to have to drink the oil solution. It's going to look so bad.
And 5 hidden shadows. 41.
Too bad you can't create like a.
Okay, there's your adjusted numbers while you're wearing your Ioun Stone. And you just generally feel more. Oh, you know what? It also will affect your evasion percent. Anyway, somewhere you have an evasion.
Which is that you can actually like make a 3D.
I want it to be the same character, just wearing a porcelain mask.
This is the problem with that rabbit.
Okay, now it's 30% with the
other
one.
Do this.
Okay. All right. You enter the kitchen, which is a large wooden floored room, cabinets on one side. There's a sink with a crank well next to it to pump that you can water will pour out into the sink and that kind of thing. There is a large table here, fit for a family of 12. You're not sure how many people are in your family, but it does strike you that it's quite a large table with a lot of chairs in it.
Okay.
And seated at one end of the table, the end that you're coming in on pretty much, because you kind of come in on the middle, but mostly toward her end, and is a beautiful halfling woman. She's blonde, kind of busty, broad-shouldered, and she looks up at you and smiles, and you see that she has a couple of freckles below her right eye, and you don't really recognize her, but you do see a resemblance between her and your wife, or the woman who claims to be your wife, because you don't ever remember getting married.
That's the principle.
Okay.
She stands up and she rushes to you and she goes, Adam! And she hugs you and she comes like her head is at like your nose. So she's pretty short.
I'm 2'10".
Yeah, well, she's 2'8". Jeez. 2'4". She's stocky but little. Okay.
Dang.
And she says, it's so good to see you again. And she hugs you and the scent of her perfume is in your nose. And
my wife.
Okay, after like a good solid 30 seconds, she's still hugging you and she has her head buried in your shoulder and your wife steps forward and kind of pulls the two of you apart and she says, Audrey, sit down. Adam has already agreed to help us. Oh, thank goodness. Ibbledygook be praised. I thought this was going to be a problem, but now that you're involved, I am certain all will go well. I understand from rumors I heard just a little while ago that there are several individuals who are coming to apply for the job, and I want to meet my husband in Hillcrest and be married to him and have his babies as often as I may. And so, will you help me find them, people who are coming here that are good to be people, and then maybe we can all go, you and me and all them, and go to Hillcrest? Okay, now something in the back of your mind, you can't picture exactly where Hillcrest is. You don't have navigation, correct?
I think I do.
Sounds like a no if you can't find it.
I got moons for days.
And base writing.
And base writing.
Arden started
at 800. And animal handling.
So, yes, you ride stuff, but you don't know where, you don't know how to read a map very good.
Every day. Like,
yes, it does not ring a bell exactly where it is. You've heard the name before, but you can't remember exactly where it is. So you don't know how far away it is.
I think I'm going to get a shovel that's going to be long. Just don't.
How
the
long
shot.
Is? How far is that again?
You could put in spear and then hope.
She says about 3 days.
Or spear with a very
okay.
wide spearhead.
No, reason I'm really concerned about it is because we've heard about a lot of cult and violent activity in that area. But I know that you're afraid of next to nothing, so that's why I came to you.
No.
Your wife says, did you try Aleth first? I did, but that was just because I was closer to his height. Did you go to Ainro's house? Yeah, I did that too, but it was on the way here, I swear. Did you ask Cousin Peeling? I did. So Adam is your fourth choice? Yeah, let's go with that.
No, there's... I don't believe that. I feel like you just went straight here. I don't know why. I just get that feeling.
Okay. Whatever you say, Adam, as long as you're going to help me.
I will. I just will.
And there's a knock at the door.
I run over again.
Okay. And I think it's... I forgot who it was. Tommy, right? Do you have the highest number?
No, I was 18. I was...
So he has... So, Aaron, you're knocking at the door.
Okay.
Okay. You open the door and you see...
I sent a picture in a group.
Oh, we have a picture. We have a picture. Awesome.
The first one, not the second one.
The man.
I think we would know.
Just typing in his
picture. Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
He looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
I've
got a bit of a brain tumor going on.
I can see that.
I love him. I love him. That's awesome.
It's so good. That was my first try.
It came out wonderful.
So, he's a human. 5'10", about a little over 150 pounds.
Oh, so
those of you
like...
who haven't looked at the picture, he's bald, or if you're an audio listener, he's bald.
He's got some scruff on the back.
Yeah, maybe like a little bit of like stubble type hair on the back of his head, but bald on the top of his head, has a black beard with a few kind of gray hairs specked in the beard, green eyes. His face is very aged. Kind of gives battle-hardened like vibes, I guess,
What's
but he's more plain-looking. He's pretty rugged, but he's plain, dressed in like common clothing. Is not wearing armor, but he does have a quarterstaff, and that's the only weapon visible on him.
I think he's a monk.
He looks like he could be mistaken for a monk, or I guess he looks like a monk.
He also doesn't
look like a monk.
Hi.
Do I know? Am I looking for someone? For
yes. So, you're looking for. Her name is Aelin, and she is a halfling, and she is looking for a group to transport her to Hillcrest, and she's paying 100 gold pieces plus expenses.
Okay. When the door is open, I'll say, is it morning?
It's very early morning, like 5 a.m.
I'll say, morning.
Hello.
I'm looking for Aelin.
She's in the kitchen.
Which is right behind you.
Oh, she's right there.
Very good. May I come in?
Yes. You may take a seat.
Okay. Here. She's a short halfling blonde, as described. And you hear her say, ooh, I like this one, as he comes in.
That's pretty awesome.
I think he's just the first one.
That's a halfling. That's a halfling. Right.
Okay. So you shut
he's
the door behind him, obviously.
I mean,
it is raining lightly outside, too, so you're slightly wet.
Okay. I mean, if you look at these trees and stuff.
I can have a seat here, then?
Yes.
I'll sit down.
She's in.
I assume that
if you sit down, she goes, you have long legs.
I've been told this many times. Indeed.
He's like 4 times our size.
But when he sits down, he's only like 6 inches taller than you.
I know. Because it's like, go up here.
I'll say, you must be Aelin, I presume?
I am Aelin, yes.
I am George Brewer.
George.
Nice to meet you. You are responding to the ad that I placed at the Shingle Stop.
Indeed.
I am offering 100 gold and expenses for a trip to Hillcrest. Adam will now ask you some difficult questions to determine whether or not you are suitable for the mission.
I'm not going to. If you respond, that means he's willing to take the step.
Yes, willing, but capable. Is he capable?
I don't even have any questions to ask him.
I can assure you that
I mean, he looks like
quite
he's been
capable
this
about cross-country journey. Now, if maybe there are details of this expedition that I'm not aware of, I would love to be enlightened. But as an escort,
no
I am competent.
There is a cult war going on in the area.
I think it's the word barbarian that's messing it up.
That's why I'm trying to hire a handful of powerful individuals. And I really thought Adam was going to help me.
It's a majestic handful.
She looks at Sarah. She says, tell him. Honey, ask a man some difficult questions.
I'm annoying!
I'm going with
she
this
leans
one.
It on his
this one's beautiful. Jared.
No.
I was leaving you to fight.
What languages do you speak?
The last person you killed. Things like that.
What languages do you speak?
I can read and write common proficiently.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's more than we can do.
Excuse me, I can speak. Jeez. I just listened up.
Does that mean it's loading?
I just listened up.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Do you wear colored socks?
What?
Occasionally.
I see them. How professional are you and your staff?
And they go, ooh, that's good. That's a good one.
Mr. Cherry Creek, too.
Quiet.
Is this the sister?
The sister and the wife.
I have spent many years honing my skills as a staff.
So it's something about your.
I, beyond that, it cannot be put into words.
So you. Okay, cool. Do you know any of the others that may be coming?
No, I have not. I have no other acquaintances with skills suitable for what you were looking for.
Can you ride a horse?
I have done so before.
I feel like it's about everyone who rides a horse.
The women look at each other and go, she goes,
think that's not a
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's about bureaucracy proficiency.
Are you proficient?
Can you cook? I like to eat, and I don't cook.
Yes, I own a restaurant in town.
Oh, excellent.
George's.
I'm sorry. Were you ready now? I was just filling in until you were ready.
Bruh. I forgot now. I forgot.
Adam have his.
These guys are like halflings or something.
Yeah, I have all my gear.
He looks totally equipped. He's ready to go right now.
I'll say. What is your name?
Oh, my name is Adam.
Adam.
I like the lines to get the
cursor. They both nod.
Thunderfoot.
Uh-huh.
You have combat experience?
Yes, I've been a warrior I've been a fighter a long time. I'm also pretty good at thief skills.
Sure.
He means like sneaking, not stealing.
It's a great
wrong.
Take a picture.
I'm good at both.
Stay away from the
restaurant. I don't like that.
You have a restaurant, huh? What kind of food?
Can you put Jason's face on that?
I try to feature mostly.
Do you make your own bread? Or do you pick it?
I do not make my own.
You do not make my own bread, is what you said?
No, most of the dishes of the restaurant are my own.
Do any halflings eat there? Halflings don't like picked bread. They like real made bread.
Some halflings. They have mentioned
I like
the bread to me.
If they eat there anyway, it must be really good food, don't you think?
Yeah.
My most famous is my
hey, I got a question for you.
Rice minestrone.
If I give you a bonus of 2 gold, will you help us interview the rest of the candidates?
I think he's going to do that without.
I can do so.
All right. I'll give you 2 gold right now.
I have interviewed staff at my restaurant.
Okay. And on that note, there is a knock at the door.
Open the door.
If it's me, it's a heavy knock. It's a loud, heavy knock.
I'm still by the door, so I open the door.
Hello?
Sarah says, sounds like a constable. He always knocks like that.
It's,
what was the name on the ad?
Just a minute. Let me hide all the smoking equipment.
It's
what
fine.
Was the name on the ad?
Aylin Thunderfoot.
Is this Mrs. Thunderfoot's place?
I open the door. Hello?
There's one of the one woman is over by the counter. She's shoving a bunch of stuff in a drawer. And she closes it.
It's fine.
So, okay.
Oh.
I sent a picture. I'm a extremely muscular, 5 foot, 176 pound halfling, Jason.
5 foot, 176 pound.
Very, very, very big, very, very muscular, armed with a shovel.
I didn't get it
either.
Oh, I sent it in the chat, I thought. The one that they sent the pictures in. They're not sent?
No.
I'm not able to send mine.
There you go.
Because you have the...
Tune on the halfling.
Coning the half-bar. I saw that. That's the one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So while he's waiting, he has in one hand a turkey leg and in the other hand a loaf of bread.
No, he doesn't have a shovel. He has a fancy sword.
Yeah, I couldn't
blades.
Get a shovel. All the shovels are one-handed. I couldn't get a shovel.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay,
so,
sorry.
He's holding a turkey leg in one hand and a piece of bread in the other, and he's just double fisting the two. He's always snacking.
Hi.
I heard that there was a ad here for an adventure.
Yes.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm here to respond.
You may come in and sit down.
Okay, he's walking his heavy footsteps.
I'll stand up as he approaches the area we're sitting in and extend a hand. Handshake.
I grab your forearm.
Oh, I like this one.
I'll say,
well, this one's even bigger.
My name's George.
He's fine. He's like...
Jared.
Jerry?
Jared.
Jared.
Also,
Jared, I'll be handling...
Jared Stoutfoot.
Jared, I'll be handling...
Sir, get him something to drink. He's hoarse.
...interview today.
I'll walk...
To
yes, and stuff. More food.
I'll walk over and I'll introduce myself. I'm Adam Thunderfoot.
Hello, Mr. Thunderfoot.
Hello.
I am Jared Stoutfoot.
I had a handshake.
Jared.
Same thing, I clasp your forearm.
You're probably flinging around like a ragdoll.
Yeah. I'm the same race as you. That's so funny.
You're 5 foot. I'm 2 foot ten.
I'm like a,
small.
He's
I'm
a like, halfling, but he's twice your size.
I'm like, I'm the equivalent of like a...
halfling.
You can fling me like a...
He also has a, football. He also carries on himself a lute and a banjo.
You can straight up throw me like a football. I am small right. to you.
Yeah, he's like a 6'7 human equivalent. He's the basketball player.
I forgot the questions, she says.
He could be on the halfling NBA team.
Okay. This is our enlister. He's going to ask
George.
You some questions now.
George?
This is...
Jared, how much combat experience have you had?
I began regaling him many a tales, showing him every single scar I have, which
okay.
is a lot.
Say versus Constitution or fall asleep.
My voice is very loud.
Roll D20 versus your con.
He always talks loud like this the entire time.
17.
And your con is? Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
17.
Okay, he stays awake, but just barely starts to go.
I'm very large and also very loud.
After a couple of minutes,
Aelin falls asleep.
After like 3 or 4 minutes, I'll say.
Sarah falls asleep. Sarah falls asleep
right
sitting
there.
On the bottom step.
And this one.
No, they fell asleep like 90 seconds in.
I see you again. Much experience,
yes.
I believe.
I received this, and I point to the amulet of the decapitated small head.
Oh, no.
The eyes are always falling.
Save for spell.
Don't have to, like, hold it up and activate it?
You have to draw attention to it.
Oh, okay.
You have to draw attention to it. Save versus spell.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
you
know
have to save
what my
too,
save
but
is.
You get plus, but I get plus one because you're awake. You're barely awake.
Seven.
One.
Okay. He starts to look very irritated. Something is really agitating.
I got a two.
I'll say, that's enough! Next question.
Both the women wake up.
Okay.
What utilitarian and or support skills would you bring to benefit the group?
I smash. I dig.
Okay, are you digging? That's one.
Okay.
I can mend wounds a little.
You
can
heal.
Only a
that's
little.
That's good, right?
I like big halflings who dig.
I can't fix it if you lose an arm. I've tried. You make
that's to be expected.
I'm a fair tracker, but mostly I fight.
Okay.
Actually, I don't track.
Question.
Very well.
I have a question. If I jump on the table, would I be at somewhat of the eyesight of them?
You'd be taller than him if you were standing on the table. Assuming he's sitting down.
Are you sitting down?
Someone got me a chair to sit down.
Yes, there are 12 chairs and they were all in.
And I'm eating any food within reach.
Okay.
Then I'll jump on the table and just kind of sit on the table.
Yeah, realizing you're looking around for something to eat again now after she said she would get something to drink. Sarah gets up and she goes to look for some food in the kitchen.
He's always eating.
I'll say, Jared, do you have any spellcasting capabilities?
No. Why would I have such a...
She's shaking her head no before he says anything.
I say, why would I have such insolent abilities?
I'm guessing you're a barbarian.
Ask him if he has any children.
I don't know, but many do.
We're not asking him that.
Should I roll D12?
Do you have any...
I'm very pretty.
Jared, do you have any children?
Sure.
Seven.
That I know of.
At least.
No. Okay.
He is.
She's not a yes.
So he's 16 charisma, 19 thumbnails. He's
want.
Gorgeous.
You
very good.
He's like Jason Momoa halfling.
Well, if anything were to happen to you while adventuring, and I take out a piece of parchment and a little piece of chalk. He's like black parchment and some chalk. So if anything were to happen to you while adventuring, who should we bring your belongings and remains to?
Probably my oldest son, Jerry.
Jerry.
Very well.
Jerry Springer.
No, Stoutfoot.
Jerry Stoutfoot. Very good.
The third.
Balin goes, oh, I think I know him.
We skipped a generation.
Didn't he go to Blackberry?
I think so. I don't know.
I'm an absentee father.
He's a father.
I like to drink a lot of milk.
He's a father of many and knows none.
Dad always goes on a milk run and he never comes back. For those who didn't get that joke.
Okay. Alright, so she brings you steaming buttered corn on the cob wrapped in ham, half a turkey with the bones still in, a bowl of cranberry sauce, and a bowl of small like green herbs of some kind, like seasoning.
Okay, so he's finished his bread, he's finished his turkey leg, and now he like brings all that as close as he can to him and just starts eating it all.
Okay. And then she brings over a flagon of honeyed meat.
And takes a swig of that as soon as she brings it over.
Okay.
Stop killing yourself. I know.
That guy's creepy looking.
And?
He looks like someone you're gonna find in an alley.
Okay.
Okay.
Steal your organs.
Anyone got nuts?
All right.
Bring in the next challenge.
Any weapon.
Any weapon.
And your non-web proficiency penalty is only minus one. So even if you don't know how to use it, you only get negative one.
I don't actually know how to save on there.
You would be proficient in 10 weapons. You're 6th level, right? You'd be proficient in 10
one,
weapons.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And anyone that you're not proficient in, you get minus one to hit.
Can a spade be one?
Sure.
Okay, I'll replace a glaive, because that's
a weird one. Improvised weapon.
Sure. You can have this weapon.
An open hand to be one.
Brawling can be either weapon.
How does that work?
Basically, you, it's like dirty and fighting. You punch, gouge, kick, knee, headbutt, whatever, and it does d6. You should do real damage with d6. But it does not count as arm versus a blade.
Is there a hunting or stealth weapon?
Both hunting and hide in shadows.
You have hide in natural surroundings.
Yeah, you can kind of get that in the woods on that. But let's say you can have hide in shadows or move silently or hunting. Yep. Okay.
I'm just eating away.
RJ was next.
Yep.
Okay. So
I just sent a picture to the group.
Okay. We're doing pretty good on the picture.
When he comes to the door, he'll hear like my muffled.
People are listening to the podcast and you go, I hope I get to see these pictures.
So when he approaches the door, I'm like, this is really good food.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this guy's something.
Doesn't he look like someone you meet in an alley to steal your organs? Doesn't he?
This is a Merlin side character.
Merlin side?
He's a Merlin side character. Like the TV show.
He does look like a villain from Merlin.
Yeah, he does look villainous.
Looks like someone else.
Right. Anyway, really cool. So you open the door, and that guy's standing there in a light rain.
He's tall. Oh, no, he's half.
Are you responding to...
How tall is he?
3'2".
3'2".
About your height.
So he's about 5'10".
Are you responding to the thing at the... Check thing.
He just walks
out.
In.
Hello?
He walks in and sits down next to whoever's closest.
Okay, so...
Okay,
it'll be him, or there's like 8 open chairs.
If you sit next to me, and I'll push my food over to the
other side.
I'll sit next to him.
Okay, as you do, I'm just like...
Do you close the door after you?
Pull the food
and I go back to eating, yeah.
Jason?
Yes?
Do you close the door?
Yes.
I wrote a character.
As you go to close the door, the door gets stuck open for a second, as if there's something blocking the door. And then you hear some like scrabbling noises on the floor. And then a broom that's propped in the corner falls over. And then you hear some scrabbling noises on the stairs. And then it gets quiet.
I'll whistle.
Okay.
Kind of like a...
The chairs on the other side of the table toward the stairs push apart slightly, abruptly, and then you hear a little bit of noise under the table, and then the chairs on his side push apart, and then it gets quiet again. It's obvious that there's something invisible that came in with him, but you don't know what it is.
The chair's
not
that?
Very big. It's like maybe 2 feet tall.
Did the chair on my other side move?
No, it was on the outside of him.
Oh, okay.
So him, chair, me, and then that chair.
I'm not really bothered by it.
Him, then you, then there's like 3 empty chairs, and it was those chairs on that part that moved. Okay?
So I heard you guys
She looks at
people.
You. She goes,
yes?
Indeed. What's your name?
Zanfire.
What was that thing that
George.
Was moving around?
What kind of name is that?
The sun is coming up outside, by the way.
I'm George. This is Jared, Adam, and Aelin.
He starts petting something.
What are you petting?
Clearly, he has an invisible pet, dear.
I get that.
She goes over.
But what is he?
Picks up the broom and stands it back up in the corner.
It's just a baby. It's not going to hurt anything.
I can't see it.
That's the point.
Very well.
I'm not going to ask anything more.
Well, then, fire.
So how you doing?
What kind of combat experience have you had?
I'm fine. He's talking to you.
What kind of combat experience have you had?
What?
Take whistle?
Sure.
A little bit here and there.
You could be a lollipop guild.
I'm a trickster.
So, roguish type?
Tricksters aren't really that strong. I've killed a few in my time.
Good luck, pig.
Sense a hint of tension.
I prefer not to get into hand-to-hand combat. I'm more of a
weakling. I say my mouth full too. A little bit like mashed potatoes spits out. My first barbarian.
Remember that you don't think of what you do as magic. It's altering reality.
That's what I said. I'm a trickster.
Okay.
Well, what?
I'm a man of many talents.
What do you believe is your greatest offering in an adventuring party?
Can I add something to make all of this food disappear?
You don't want to.
So to make things disappear would be like invisibility. However, if you want to create something more, that can be easily accomplished.
Or I'll create them more food. I'll create them a whole cooked turkey.
Okay. So you just go.
Phantasmal force can be used to make things that were there no longer there, but it's like brand new like that.
Right. It's harder to do that, but invisibility is more effective.
I'll create a whole cooked turkey.
You're more likely to see it still there, but partially transparent or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so he just goes, and the turkey appears on the table.
It's hard to call them with sticks and stuff.
So you can duplicate turkeys.
I drag it over and I rip off the leg and start eating it.
Aelin says, dude, yes. You could use him in your restaurant.
I was just thinking that.
He could cut food cost in half or more.
Something tells me he's a lot more expensive than a turkey.
I'm eating his turkey now.
Okay. Are you attempting to make the turkey real?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to continue to kind of like concentrate on it. You'll have to, if you don't continue to concentrate on it, it won't respond when it takes a bite out of it. It'll look wrong, basically.
Yeah, I'll make it real.
Okay, so you have to fail a saving throw versus spell. You need a low number. You can give yourself up to -2, I think.
That was a 7.
Probably.
That'll do.
Yep, okay. So
that'll do.
The turkey looks real. What did you use to make it? Phantasmal force?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's cold when you eat it.
I just push it across and go back to my warm
food. I mean, it's like raw, like cold cooked turkey.
Yeah, but the warm food's here. I'll eat it.
Okay.
Eat it while it's still warm.
Right. It's not in my food domain at the moment.
I feel like I know what you are. Gotta think of what it's called.
Ask him if he eats halflings.
No!
He looks like someone who would eat a halfling. I don't want to go
with anybody. He is halfling!
No, him. He eats turkeys, that's clear.
He just looks halfling.
No, I don't eat halflings.
Oh, you halfling?
Not a cannibal.
So you are halfling.
Or a vampire?
Looks like a halfling.
Oh, you are a halfling?
He's 3 foot.
He just said he's a cannibal!
He's a halfling, yeah. Yeah, so they're both halflings, but he's 5 foot and he's 3 foot.
Are you an orangist?
And he's 2'10".
I'm just a Shaquille O'Neal halfling,
now,
that's all.
Keep in mind that Bezor is the only illusionist you probably, well, I guess, and enemies you've probably encountered, and none of them have openly shared that they're illusionists. So, I mean, you could obviously say that if you want.
Unless he's run into one in a
you would probably know that he doesn't want that.
I mean, he has an adventuring career before, so he just might have run into one.
So you've been around Brunson and other illusionists to know that they never say that.
Yeah, Brunson's not a mage.
Or Bezor.
He just does weird stuff.
I say it. Yeah, I'll say if nothing else, duplicating turkeys seems pretty useful.
We're going to be on the road for 3 days, and if we do hire this guy, we're going to need a lot of turkeys.
Yeah.
I don't eat that much, but I mean, like, I eat like a bird.
Duplicate ingredients.
Bit of bread here and there.
I eat birds.
I do enjoy myself some honey mead. So can you duplicate honey mead too?
Possibly.
I feel like
that might be worth 100 gold pieces a day right there, or 100 gold pieces for the whole trip, I mean, and expenses. And he can keep expenses cost down. In fact, if he can keep expenses cost down enough, I could pay you all 110 gold pieces instead of 100. And Sarah says, shh, that's not how negotiating is done. Roll a d20 versus constitution.
3.
And then I'll say,
drinking.
What was it, Zanfire?
Zanfire Goldbrook.
I'll say, well, Aelin, what do you think? Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Are you evil?
No.
Okay, we can
that's
do
not the kind of question
we
kind of
need to do alignments.
Yeah, I don't think
some
so.
Point. We do need to do alignments, probably.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
You're
good. No, I think he'll be fine.
He's lawful when he fights. He's chaotic everywhere else.
So that's 2, 3. I was thinking 6, 7 would be a good number. Something like that. Do you ride a horse? Can you ride a horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would you like us to send your belongings and remains to should something happen?
Oh, wait, we didn't ask him if he had kids. We asked the last guy.
Yeah, do you have kids as well?
Four kids.
He's been trying hard, but it's only worked four times. He's been trying to get women.
You just gotta be more of a specimen like me.
You have seven. None of which is an alien he knows.
Seven, I know.
Seven or more.
Seven, wife, he knows them.
Sister.
I do have a wife. I love her.
Okay, what's her name?
What's her name? Vampire? Zandros.
Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Alright, Sapphire. And is she here in Panreach or?
No. She's traveling at the moment.
But she normally is here.
Got it.
Oh, I think I know her. Didn't she go to Blackberry?
What is Blackberry?
This is like the next closest.
It's a school.
Oh.
It's a what?
It's a phone brand.
It's a phone brand. It's just like a general. It's
very popular.
It's like a general education, right?
Yeah.
Is it like all? Is it just like anyone, or is it
halfling school?
It's primarily halflings, but there are humans and the occasion.
The humans can make.
So, I went to Blackberry as well.
How big would it be?
The humans get shoved in the waters.
Probably 2.5 to 3 feet tall.
Nearly 25 years since I graduated.
Full length, top to bottom, maybe 6 feet.
Big enough to ride then.
Yeah, barely. Okay. But yeah, not long distance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. At that point in time, you're next.
So I was running into all the
you hear whistling coming down the street.
Like the Western one?
A challenger approaches.
And then you hear,
I open the door.
And a dead deer flops into the room.
It's the breathy
one. Ew.
Put that in the oven.
No!
Oh, thank you. Sarah grabs it and drags it into the kitchen.
And then I walk in. Oh, no problem. And then I walk in and drag a pair of dead wolves behind me. Yeah, feel free. Cook it up.
Jojo?
Is this where we're supposed to... Oh, hey!
Jojo!
Jared!
How's it going? I get up from away from my food, brush myself off a little bit, and I toss them up in the air. Come on in, they got food!
Yeah!
As they're doing their greeting, I get up from the chair and I start looking around the house.
Do you have any idea how big the wolves are?
I'll go with
Yeah, but he's really strong.
He's dragging them. Yeah, he's probably 1800.
He's
going to
go
no,
up
he's
and
like
look around the house and I'm going to go with
17. Okay. As they're doing their greeting, I'm going to get up and start looking around.
Okay. I clearly, based on my...
Find a writing desk in the living room with some half-written notes, ink, pen, papers, correspondence that you can poke through.
Their shoulder length is higher than your shoulder.
He's reading the mail.
They stand taller at the shoulder than you do.
He's probably got him a tail.
I see your investigative one.
You can say that.
That's a diamond.
Oh, just straight nosy.
I give him the cold turkey.
So, when are we leaving?
Huh?
When are we leaving?
Want to tell anyone guess you?
I pass you the
cold
turkey.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
Well,
I believe we're...
So I'm not the last person?
Interviewing.
No.
Cold turkey.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be asking you
cold
questions.
Cold turkey's not my
style. Listen to me.
I share it.
Question.
Why?
Because
we want to know if you'll be good at being with us.
Okay. I mean,
we can see that you can hunt, but we already have somebody who can make free turkeys.
Yes.
That's tough tweet.
Sorry. What's your name, John?
You can call me Jojo.
Jojo.
Yeah.
Turkey guy's not very strong though.
Deep breath.
Use another strong one here.
Jojo.
I'm strong.
What skills would you have to provide were we to go on a bizarre adventure?
I'd kill you.
Well, I'm pretty good at finding game, as you see there.
You look over there, and Sarath is gutting the deer in the kitchen. There's blood on the floor. She's got out pots.
You won't have to worry about wolves.
You have combat experience?
I mean, I just
outside of, like, against humanoid creatures? Or?
I mean, when they get in my way.
Fair enough.
There's a possible cult war where we're going. Does that affear you any?
No. I don't know what those are, but they don't scare me.
We've handled worse. I like how I say it. We've handled worse.
Well, I like this guy.
Jojo's a great guy.
I like him too.
Do you have any kids?
Four
kids.
Oh, you got four now?
Four, I think. I only met three.
Can you ride a horse?
Yeah.
Small one.
I can ride big ones too. You just gotta hold on.
Fair enough.
Kind of.
They don't like it much.
Fair name. Probably
Yank if I just got a plank.
Your last name wouldn't happen to be Joe Star, would it?
Somebody get that man a shovel.
No, it's Fiddlesticks.
That's funny.
Joe.
My real name's actually Jack Rojono, but I don't like it.
That's a goofy name.
I love it. Jojo, who should we send your belongings and remains to should something happen to you?
Why are you always asking that? Are you just convinced someone's going
to
die?
No, I would like to be prepared should things come to that. Instead of allowing your belongings to be thievered or...
You can send my mama.
Okay. What is your mother's name?
She teaches at Blackberry.
Oh, no, did she go to Blackberry?
If I ask around for JoJo's mother that teaches at Blackberry, will people know what that means?
Yeah. Oh, I think I had her for music class. Does this sound right? Blue stars shining on me.
Yeah,
I knew it. I knew it.
It's canon.
Okay. So two things happen at the same time, and one is that someone else comes to the door. Check out The Moment Blood Bowl, wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures. And the other is in the living room where the two of you are, and he's poking through your personal correspondence, or at least your wife's personal correspondence, since you don't really actually recall being here to write any personal correspondence, but he's poking through it. And at a moment in time, there is a wrought iron trash basket that sits next to the desk, and all of a sudden it leaps up in the air, turns sideways, and the garbage starts to pour out of it. Then it turns vertical, so the bottom is sticking up, and then it starts spinning around in a circle like this.
I walk and go get the door.
What is that?
I just walk away and go get the door.
I'm grabbing my spear and I'm, what is that?
I grab my 8-foot shovel.
And you hear a kind of like a scratching, flopping noise and the can goes skittering across the floor.
That better not be magic!
I whistle again.
Okay, so just as he starts to whistle before it actually takes effect, you see the little fringe on the bottom of the couch go up, and the couch is sitting up on an angle on one end, like there's something under it, and then you hear the whistling, and then you hear the scrapping, and the couch sort of thunks down, and then the chairs next to him move a little bit, and it gets quiet. Oh, no, he's not. It's the chair next to the desk moves a little bit.
And then I hit the trash can.
Okay. I open the door.
And he goes, wham! And the trash can goes,
and then I clean myself up, go back to eating.
Okay, I think we got rid of the magic. Everybody's safe now.
Sarah goes. That trash can was a family heirloom.
Well, it was
the way to go. I destroyed their trash can. As I'm like trying to.
As whatever, you can have the wolf pelts.
Compensation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I almost got this deer gutted.
You can have that too.
Oh, I already took that.
I open the door.
I think you being the last person.
Grandpa, I open
okay.
the door.
So what you see when you open the door is kind of comical, okay? You see this strange party scattered around the kitchen, around a table of 12, a gutted deer in the kitchen with a woman buried in blood and guts, and there's a pool of guts on the floor, and towels that have been stuck up there to keep it from rolling.
He's
the blood
the
raw across the kitchen. There's two wolves laying dead just inside the door. You're going to have to step over them to get into the kitchen. Then beyond this room, you see his character standing all creepy looking in the not lit living room. And
get ready for his villain arc.
And he's got mail in hand, as if he was reading the mail. And there's a smashed trash can.
Entering this room, I am role-playing off of my words that I put to describe
Josh,
Siri, but it was on there.
Yeah, wasn't it?
I think I really embodied that one.
My guy is charming in his way.
Okay. And you're standing in the doorway witnessing all of this.
You think that she may be making a face, but you can't tell. It's behind the slightly frightening porcelain mask that she's wearing.
Is it just on her eyes? Or
no, at that moment in time, Sarah pulls out what appears to be a liver and a lung and throws it in the garbage can.
The other garbage can.
Yeah, kitchen garbage
she
can.
Look, can you tell? Probably not.
It's hard. She looks
yes.
young.
From the neck down, she is gorgeous.
There is an image that I sent in
I
the group
saw
chat, and that is the dress that she's currently wearing.
Okay, so she's gorgeous from the neck down, but she is wearing.
And she's wearing
a,
that.
She doesn't look like
JoJo
like
with
child.
No.
Okay. One of the smaller halflings whistles at the woman at the door.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Oh, that's awesome. I like
good
the mask.
Good morning.
Well, I think
an eventful one, it would seem.
Yes.
Well, I think the painting come when
I'm here for.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The eyes are kind of freaking it out.
I'm enjoying second breakfast.
I seem to have forgotten.
Yeah, it's
cool. Something about that city.
Hillcrest.
Hillcrest, yes. And a lady?
That's what everyone else is.
I'm so sorry. I'm terrible with names.
I'm Aelin.
Aelin!
I posted the notice. You're coming to go with us to Hillcrest?
Yes. You see, I had an opportunity here that recently fell through. I'm looking for a fresh start.
Well, Hillcrest will be glad to have someone so magnificent as you, I'm sure.
Well, I dearly appreciate it, though I wasn't expecting such, company.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Oh, well, certainly not. When will we be leaving? Madam, I hate to interrupt, but maybe we could get your name to start. Oh, yes.
Here we go.
My name is Attraction. Attraction Destros. Feel free to call me Attraction.
Okay. Aelin, your name is Attraction?
Oh, yes.
With a C?
There is a Z in it, yes. Somewhere in the middle, I believe.
Could have been an X.
I'm going to spell your own name.
That's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Prophetic, even. Or did you change it?
I bet you changed
it. I'm not entirely sure. As long as I remember.
So it's always been your name as long as you remember?
Oh, yes.
How long can you remember?
Comes and goes.
This character seems to be very weird.
Looks like you're going to fit right in.
Do you? I'm sorry?
Well, the rest of the crack has.
Oh, nothing.
He's kind of weak, but he makes turkeys.
Well, anyway, we've got a process we've been following.
All right.
Attraction. What would you bring to the table to provide to an adventuring party?
Well, I can change the world, dear.
Until you got
are we four or
that is extremely
bitter.
Well, I can do most anything you ask me to. I can create, destroy.
Anything you want me to be.
I believe those of my ilk commonly claim that they impose their will upon reality. You could say I do the same, though I find that a bit brutish. I think what I do is more delicate.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Can you duplicate turkeys?
Ransom?
It would be good to have a backup.
I actually do laugh. I can. Is that a requirement?
Yes.
No.
I don't think so. We're just trying to gauge your abilities.
Yes, I am very capable of creating turkeys.
Very good.
Prove it!
Hey, can you ride a horse?
Why? Not as well as a griffin.
I doubt we'll be able to find any griffin.
Can you make a turkey? Can you ride a horse?
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Do you have loved ones?
Sounds dangerous.
Did you not go to... Jojo?
Bird type thing.
Horse, bird, eagle.
Well,
Jojo, did you not go
to
school?
Do you have
school?
Any kids?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. It would be weird if I did.
Yeah, because like... She's a girl, you know, she was there. There were kids that didn't know it. That'd be really odd.
Well, if you didn't know, but I don't think it would be expressive weird to have kids on its own.
I have created some beings that I may have lost.
Okay, so definitely...
That qualifies you as the worst parent in the room, Aelin says.
Like turkeys?
I'm here!
And he's here.
When she says that, I actually do laugh.
Cats?
Attraction.
I did some traveling circusry for a while, so I'm sure I've lost a couple of lines.
Attraction, do you have any family or otherwise that you would like your remains and belongings returned to should you be mortally wounded?
I'm sure I did.
Okay.
I'm sure I did.
I can't seem to remember. Please, take my things if I die. If you can't bring me back.
Put
okay.
Them right in.
I'll take the shot.
Steal.
Stuff.
That's a wonderful thing.
And I'm writing myself in here. If I die, I'm on the paper too.
Do you have a family member that went to Blackberry? Just out of curiosity. It's like a reunion in here.
I don't know.
How long has Blackberry been around?
Oh, a couple hundred years.
Oh, yes. My father went to Blackberry. You may know
him. I don't
as
remember
well.
Him.
Blackberry berry tarts.
Oh, yeah.
That's their sports team. The berry tarts.
Hoorah!
Go tarts!
definitely the linebacker right here.
He was the star free safety for the Blackberry berry tarts. He played Iron Man running back.
They just threw him the ball, gave him a piece of bread, and he doesn't walk the ball to the end. Somehow he didn't even notice the what happened.
Bouncing off his
All right. Okay. So
you may know him. His name is Joel. He's the proprietor of the Orange Boar Inn and Brewery.
No, I don't think I know him. But I've definitely heard of the Orange Boar.
Yes.
But I mostly stick to halfling haunts.
No, they're not.
So
you're asking us
your
what
mission.
What are you equipped with?
Yeah.
We already hired him. We hired him to ask the question.
And anyone else here was hired.
I was interviewed before you arrived and paid because one of my skills is interviewing.
What are your names?
Jared.
My name is Adam. Adam Thunderfoot.
That's my friend Jojo.
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 Zanfire. Zanfire.
Zanfire.
I laughed a little.
George Brewer.
Adam will be going with us. He's my wife's husband. My sister's husband. There we go. He's my sister's husband.
My wife's husband. That'd be interesting.
Brother-in-law.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Right. My wife's husband.
That's what that means. Brother, that...
Okay.
<You're> stupid.
I mean, I'm 14 dollars. I'm not dumb, but I'm just eating.
I walk over and just grab a piece of the turkey.
One of mine? Or...
Yeah, one of the one I created. I just grabbed.
Oh, okay.
Rip the leg.
That's
off.
One he's eating, so that's fine. We will cause a fight. We will eat my turkey.
So your invisible pet does eat. It'll eat whenever it's fed, but it does not excrete.
Can I
that's
some...
interesting.
Can I try that?
Nope.
Convenient.
That's
invisible excrement is very kind of good.
Legible and or self-convenient.
They're very, very lightly covered.
Okay, so she says...
They're chocolate-covered coffee beans.
Does it have caffeine in it?
A little, not a lot.
Can I try?
You're trying to kill me then.
She says, so I'm thinking we would
my
leave... If everyone can be ready in time, we would leave after second breakfast.
They're weird.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
But they're growing on me.
I think everyone is ready to go.
And she says, the mission, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to transport me, and Adam will make sure everything goes fine.
Everyone will make sure everything goes fine.
To Hillcrest, which is a halfling and human community in the hills of the northern and western Pan Reach. It is a safe community, a haven, in the middle of what right now is a very volatile area. So we will be traveling with some discretion in the hopes that we will not provoke too much attention. But if we do, above all else, we must maintain my safety and get me through safely to my betrothed. That's what I'm hiring you for.
Oh, they're getting married.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Congrats, who's the lucky with the guy?
My fiance.
Do we know him?
Does anybody else want to know?
No, I don't know.
I don't care.
Why are you asking? I thought you...
Curious question.
Okay.
I mean,
what?
Can't ask?
Roll a
d20.
Am I the fiancé? Is it me?
I'd like to be.
Can I be?
9. Okay, you actually saw correspondence when you were looking through the letters on the desk from Seraph, which is Adam's wife, about her sister getting married to a halfling named Tingle, who lives in Hillcrest. And she says, if you must know, his name is Tingle. I don't mean to be secretive in any way, but frankly,
not
you look
business.
Dangerous.
No, it doesn't.
This wimp?
Yes.
Dangerous?
Except kids like him in lockers when I was
I do feel safer with you big, strong fellows around.
I'll be guided better than them.
But he still looks rather sinister. Also, he has a living, invisible doomajiggy.
I think it's a raccoon.
I don't like doomajiggy.
It was far too big to be a raccoon.
You mean the garbage can?
Large
well, no, we killed the garbage can.
A dire raccoon.
No, I mean...
I point. It's a flattened garbage can.
Oh my.
I don't like magic.
Would you like me to fix that?
Yes, it's a family heirloom, if you can.
I can try.
Don't make it turkey shaped, though.
It won't
be as
useful. I would like you to not
use my
ability to
turkey. Unless you have to.
Oh,
that's his
fault. Okay, I'll try.
All right.
And she will whip up an approximation of what she believes the garbage can looks like.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you can tell what it looked like pretty much. Are you making a copy, though, or are you trying to replace its damaged self?
I'll try to replace it. So replace it.
Okay.
Make it like look like it's expanding back out.
And you're doing this with Phantasmal Force or something better.
Is there any difference? I made it real.
Spectral Force is like
Spectral
a
Force
senses.
Has more senses, which makes it more believable, basically. It
works
real, its
though,
way up.
You really don't have
no, you don't need a better thing, but it will be more believable initially. But if you're making it real, it probably wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I'll choose Fantastic.
Okay, all right. And then you're going to try to make it real?
Yes, and I will take my ring off prior.
Yep. Start screeching behind them burst speed.
And you can give yourself minus two to your save, or to your dice roll.
I failed to save.
Okay, all right. So you have reconstructed the trash can. There are, like, fold marks where it was smashed down. Are you removing those as well? So the coloration looks exactly like it would have been before. Okay. Save versus spell, or get one insanity point.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Failed to save.
Yes.
Collect one insanity point.
You do not pass.
Yay!
Congratulations. You've graduated from illusion school. Get your first insanity. Illusionist first insanity point.
So after she reshapes it back to normal, and it looks exactly like brand new. It looks perfectly like brand new. She goes over and she puts her hand in it and she feels it. And she seems almost bewildered by what she's accomplished. And then she just shakes her head, and after that, she seems okay.
It should be near indestructible now.
I thought you were going to use a hammer.
Nice.
No, I changed the world. I fixed it.
That looked like magic.
Roll percentile dice.
That's oh, you're doing magic. Detect illusion?
It's not magic.
He said it looks like magic.
81.
You don't think it's magic. It could be illusion. You can roll again if you wish.
30% is 30%.
I don't know. There's some sort of weirdness going on.
That's not very kind.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Well, we are equipped with people who can make turkeys and people who can repair garbage cans. Also, very big men who eat a lot and somewhat smaller men who hunt well. Plus, we have a restaurant owner and my wife's fearless husband. We should be good.
Yeah, not fearless.
And then at that point...
That's the part of that sentence you
I am not fearless. I love it. And at that moment...
Not fearless.
At that moment... There is a knock at the door.
I open the door.
Another.
And we'll stop there.
Oh, Ron's character.
Yeah. And it is 8 minutes to nine. So. Well done, gentlemen. An enjoyable session. All taking place while you're sleeping in Thorburn's Mountain.
I wrote loud and proud, overly friendly, always snagging, it's angry.
Alignments.
Doesn't serve snaps.
Okay, so look at your character based on who they are and pick your top three choices for alignment. Yes, you have a bonus toward probably another one, but it's still only one choice. So you had a good chaotic neutral or neutral, probably be two choices.
Barbarians can't
roll
be
randomly
awful.
And see which one it is, but they have to make the list first. So it's what order do you want to have? Chaotic neutral,
yeah.
Chaotic good, true neutral, like that.
That's the exact order that I put mine in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Roll a d3 for your dad.
And I feel like your character's lawful.
Yes.
You so, are chaotic good.
Can barbarians be lawful?
They cannot. I said in the book they can.
No lawful.
I feel like loyal to those he cares for, that would probably force me to be good, right?
Not necessarily, but you could do three good choices. You have three good, or
two.
Chaotic good, neutral good, neutral.
Yeah. That's what I
you
have.
You can't
too.
Be lawful, so.
That's probably your own. That's your only choice, because you can't be evil, though.
Can't be evil, can't be
would,
lawful.
Would that include my whatever bonus?
No, I think that. So you'd be chaotic neutral instead of chaotic good.
Do two neutral goods and a chaotic good?
That's way better.
Sure.
Okay.
Roll for me.
D3.
Okay.
Chaotic good.
CGNGN.
I really feel like you should be
and.
Lawful, but I only have two lawful left.
And that gives you a 66% chance. Oh, you could go lawful.
Is that actually an option?
I mean, yeah, but it ain't going to last very long.
Your brain.
the only alignment that I feel like really fits with the personality is chaotic.
Well, chaotic good is practically chaotic neutral.
Yeah, but she one of her traits is that she's willing to do what must be done, and that's why you clash with chaotic good at times.
Only if you don't. I mean, you can still be chaotic good trending toward chaotic neutral.
Huh?
No, you just have to be careful and don't go chaotic neutral, otherwise you lose level. And if you go, man, if you go at times, how often is that really going to be? Probably not even each adventure.
Oh,
that,
nice.
That you're going to do something that's questionable.
Chaotic dude,
part of the
same alignment.
He did.
And I do chaotic dude, chaotic.
Sure. Roll it again. Crack.
Whoa! Jeez, dude.
Okay, now roll it again one more time. Okay, so it's the middle one with chaotic neutral, right? Okay, and that leaves you. You can do a tendency too, so if you want to do lawful good, lawful neutral, and then you could do like neutral tending toward lawful.
Or neutral good.
Lawful neutral, lawful good, and I'll do neutral good tending towards lawful.
Okay, roll. It's the middle one.
Lawful good.
Okay, so now we got it. Very good. We have created chaos. That's always fun.
So you're like the only lawful person?
Oh,
we are so not sorry. Payback for all those years of Bezor.
Everyone else was chaotic too.
it wasn't just me. You were true chaotic.
Yeah, you just got the rap for it.
I'm neutral good.
To balance the party, you're going to be so lawful.
Are you considered chaotic among a party where there are no lawful goods? Must be pretty extremely chaotic.
I classify my base as chaotic. Okay.
All right, let's get this place cleaned up. Back to the home.
Alvin Shepard. He's probably
I need to be at home by 9:30, and it is 3 minutes. Later, so. We got a boogie. Ariana is lights out. Reading time ends at 9:30.
She was telling me about how we were at 9, and now she has to remind you when it's time for reading time sometimes.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
She's funny because, like, she'll dilly-dally around the living room and everything and consume the first, 15, 20 minutes of reading time. And then
stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.